Seoul turns to be a bicycle city. Seoul Metropolitan City plans to set up more bicycle-only roads to encourage citizens and travelers to use eco-friendly forms of transport. The plan is part of the city's free bicycle scheme, which is similar to Paris's Vélib. Earlier in August, the city government announced it will install bike stations at various places around the city in much the same way as Paris is doing now. The French city has bike stations every 300 meters, with about 20,000 public bicycles, in order to reduce traffic jams and lessen environmental pollution. Travelers and citizens alike can simply swipe their ordinary travel cards and borrow the bike for a short trip. They do not need to return the bike to the same pickup point, but can leave it at the nearest Vélib station where their journey ends. The first half hour is free, but bike users have to pay for every additional 30 minutes. A subscription payment ranging from one day to a few months is also available. The Seoul Authority is now seeking proper measures to launch the Seoul version of Vélib, since the new bike-friendly policies came into effect in May, the official said. The 120 billion won, $88 million plan, is based on a road diet program, under which a number of lanes for passenger vehicles in major roads will be cut to create new cycle paths. It calls for the construction of 17 main cycle paths, totaling 200 kilometers, that crisscross the sprawling city, and one downtown 7-kilometer beltway. A problem confronting Seoul, however, is that the city lacks road infrastructure and related transportation law to guarantee the efficient operation of the free bicycle project. In order to secure the safety of bike riders, the city will expand the current 55-kilometer bike-only road length to up to 360 kilometers by 2010. For the plan, it will divide the city into five areas and invest 21.8 billion won to set up 45 bike-only roads. A total of 24 billion won will be allotted to enable bike riders to safely travel between southern and northern Seoul. The bike-friendly project will also link Seoul City to other neighboring cities, such as Guri City and Hanam City in Gyeonggi Province by 2009. In addition, the city government will introduce insurance products for bicycle riders under close cooperation with the domestic insurance industry, as well as revise transportation law involving a bicycle. The city also will invite more ideas to better design Seoul's version of Vélib. Although the infrastructure construction is expensive, it will bring more benefits to the metropolitan city and its citizens by promoting the eco-friendly transportation, a Seoul City spokesman said. Bicycle-friendly communities will make people feel safer and more comfortable while riding their bikes for purposes of both fitness and transportation. With more Seoulites bicycling, we can experience reduced traffic demands, improved air quality, and greater physical fitness, he said. Any urban areas where commuters only rely on vehicles burning fuel cannot avoid blame for global warming and traffic congestion, Seoul City Mayor Oh Si-hoon said on Wednesday on the city government's website. We will make sure that bicycles will compete with vehicles for commuting in Seoul, said Oh, who rides his bicycle to work every day. Only 1.6% of all commuters use bicycles in Seoul, partly due to a lack of dedicated paths. The city government wants to increase this by 4.4% in 2012, 7.6% in 2016, and 10% in 2020. The city will also construct bicycle parks at 16 subway stations, complete with shower rooms and lockers for cyclists before they transit to the subway.